This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And joined this morning by State Representative David Brock Smith to talk about the decision Friday by the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission. And good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So first of all, let's talk about your observation is not really the right word, but you were one of those testifying at the meeting on Friday. Talk about what you had to say, first of all.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate the opportunity. The testimony that I gave, of course, was about the resources that come to the department from the licensures that provide the science on the scientific review that the department finished on the North Umpqua Summer Steelhead Program, and the partnership of the five tribes that all submitted letters to support the Summer Steelhead Hatchery Program, and the fact that I'm very, very disappointed that the commission, the majority of the commission, voted 4-3 to end that program.
And were you expecting that decision, or what were your thoughts going into the meeting?
I did not expect that decision. In fact, I thought it would be 4-3 the other way, to be honest, with the makeup of the commission. But it is very disheartening because, once again, the commission is voting with a push of what I feel is the environmental for-profit nonprofits that are attacking our hatchery programs across the state, when the science shows that there is no negative impacts from the presence of the hatchery summer steelhead program there.
So where do we go from here? Is there an opportunity to appeal that decision, or what's the procedure?
Well, I know that the tribal partners are very upset with the decision that was made. And they felt that their voice as sovereign nations were not heard. As well as other stakeholders, that such as the Oregon Anglers Alliance and others, including myself and Representative Wright, that have been following these issues. And frankly, the commission, not only did they end the hatchery program, but they essentially, without real public review, ended a management, the watershed management, the management plan of that, of the North Umpqua. And so I am drafting a letter with Boomer that will come out this morning. I believe the tribal partners are doing the same, as well as the other stakeholders, to encourage the governor to put a stop to anything that will happen to those fish, right? Because that's the real issue, is we have tens of thousands of dollars invested in those summer steelhead smolts that are in that hatchery. And we want to know what's going to happen to those fish. And really, I've already reached out to the department with grave concerns that they're going to either dump those fish in a lake somewhere or just kill them. And there needs to be a stay in anything happening to those fish until we can hopefully have a chance to resolve the situation and go back to the science, because that's what it's about.
And, of course, in the midst of all of this as well, following the 2020 Archie Creek fire and the Rock Creek hatchery buildings themselves, that puts another question mark in the air about their future.
Of course. I mean, you know, we have been, myself and Representative Wright and Senator Hurd and others have been pushing for the department to be able to have the resources, and these, again, resources are coming from the very licensures themselves, to do these scientific reviews and have those so that we have the facts, if you will, for the commission to go ahead and make decisions based on those facts. And those resources are scarce. And so what I see is a complete attack on the state's hatchery program themselves. And we need resources to rebuild that hatchery, as you mentioned, because what we see from the science is that there's no significant negative impact on wild populations. And so, I mean, as you know, Kyle, we've talked about this in the past, and my, you know, legislation on when it comes to salmon in our streams, you know, I've been trying to bring forward an incubation box program where we can actually have some of the closest to wild fish that you can possibly have, and give them a leg up with the box in the river, and then a salmon credits program where we can use partnerships with our farmers and ranchers and really rehabilitate off-channel habitat for rearing. But all of these things are killed by the environmental for-profit nonprofits because, I frankly don't think they're interested in the in really creating or solving the issues that we can, but they're more interested in the resources that come to them to attempt to solve them. And it's very frustrating across the board because we're not – the economic development values of these programs are extremely important to our economies in the Southwest Oregon, as well as the cultural values to the tribal members. And so it's just very frustrating that, again, the majority of the commission just basically took slighted all of us in one fell swoop without listening to the science that was presented to them by their own department.
Now, is this something the governor could overturn?
I'm trying to get to that answer, Kyle. The governor does appoint the commission members. They work at the pleasure of her. And so I know that there's going to be a concerted effort from the tribal partners to have those conversations with the governor and her office about this decision, as well as myself and Representative Wright and other legislators to really push back. Again, the real concern is we need to make sure that those fish stay healthy and are in those bays at the moment until we can really iron this out.
All right, we'll continue to follow the issue. Out of time for now, but State Representative David Brock-Smith, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
840 Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.